This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Just chatting with some of our fine listeners here who are giving me a hard time about being everywhere. My wife says, "Where's Waldo today?" Right? That's what she says. So that you just never know where I'm going to be. And today I'm really happy where I'm at. I'm really having a grand time here. We're at the Lignon Energy Council annual meeting. The blueprint for the future. That's the nice thing, folks. We can look to the future and know that we, at least for now, have a path that looks pretty darn good for an industry that's been a part of North Dakota's history for a long time. Innovations are happening, change is happening. That's happening, but it's going in the right direction, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about some of that research today, some of the things that are happening. We have an Australian guest today on the program, Brian Davey. He's going to put a shrimp on the barbie for Todd. I heard that he was going to do that, Todd. Just so you know, we'll have a little shrimp on the barbie for you. And he's giving the keynote for the address here later today, where to for Lignite in Australia. But he's with Australian Carbon Innovation, so we're going to talk a little bit about some of those innovations, in addition to shrimp on the barbie, just so you know. You don't like the shrimp on the barbie, Todd, or what? I get nothing from Todd. Nothing. Todd's, is that what happened?
I'm what?
You're protesting because you want the governor to take his salary, and so you're not going to talk until he takes his salary?
Want him to donate his salary to the charity of his choice, and I want everybody else who thinks he shouldn't do that to mind their own business.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
It's his money. He can do what...
Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's his money. If he wants to contribute an entire year's salary to... What I mean, probably don't want to make it silly because then everybody will be judgmental, but...
Yeah, exactly.
If he wants to donate it to re-elect Donald Trump president in 2020, for example...
He gave a donation recently to Recovery Reinvented, so he has done some nice things with it, but there are legislators that want him to take it. And, you know, there may be some good reasons for this, but it really looks petty, I have to tell you. I guess is one of them is, for instance, what if he were not governor anymore and he resigned or something, you know, made him incapacitated. So then what about, you know, the lieutenant governor? Would he want to say, you know, but it's really, I mean, these are things you could figure out and you could, look, I want to say this one thing. And I welcome your opinion on this. And if you have an idea of you know, if this makes sense to you, tell me, because it confounds me. Into little knots. I just have no other way to explain it than the way I'm about to explain it, okay? If you have a different idea, you see something different out of this, please tell me, okay? Because I know this. Legislators work hard, okay? These are citizen legislators who don't get a lot of money. They come to Bismarck, you know, every other year for 80 days for the legislative session, and basically that's all they do. They can go home on the weekend, but I mean, that's all they do. They set their businesses aside, their farms aside, everything else, and they come and they work. For 80, you know, legislative days. It's a long time. It's, right after Christmas until, you know, May. Okay. Plus then they're here all year for committee meetings and everything else. I'm not dogging legislators. I'm not. Okay. I'm not dogging anyone that puts their name on a ballot and says, pick me. I think that's pretty noble. I am, however, here to tell you that the smallness, the pettiness, the grade school, middle school, girl game kind of antics are unbecoming any elected person. They're ridiculous. They're our version of the swamp. And when I believe some people still have some heartburn from the governor, part of the campaign talking about a good old boy network, okay? And you only have heartburn from that term if you really see yourself as in the good old boy network, right? This is what gives people license to say there's a good old boy network right here. Things like this. Oh, you don't want to take your salary? We'll show you. You want the library, don't you? We're going to put the salary in there, so you have to take the salary, and that's the only way you're going to get the library. What? I mean, you can't make it up. You
so
really can't.
Silly.
If you've sorted this out any different way than me, please, please tell me today on the program at 258-0550. Our friends in Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter says, why are Republicans so mean to this governor? I'll let the listeners answer that. Maybe better than I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I'd say partly it's natural tensions between the executive branch and the legislative branch. You know, there's some people that just are my late father-in-law, Gerald Hammerlick, was on the city council and on the school board. And before I even met my wife, his daughter, and married her, and had our life together, I knew him as a city council member and a school board member in Grand Forks. He was a stickler on Robert's rules. In other words, if you have a meeting, you follow proper order. Did somebody second it? Did they not? Do we have a vote? You know, those are the rules. So some people are in that category. They're sticklers about, wait a minute, this is the legislative branch. This is what we do. And you do that over there in the executive branch. So it might be a little bit of that. But I think it's more than that. I think there is and I don't know that people recognize this, that just open up the paper, hear the evening news, hear Todd on the news and the radio, in coverage of the legislature. But if you were immersed in it, you'd recognize, you know, that there are legislators that are going to be against things just because the governor's for them. And some of them are Republicans. And, you know, I don't know. I don't like it. I think, number one, everybody's got something to bring. Here's how, if I was king for a day, I'd say, here's the deal. I want the committee chairs, I want the majority leaders, Republican and Democrat, okay, and the governor and his staff and the, you know, department heads, all together and say, okay, what do we want to accomplish this session? What do we want to get done? All right, we want some tax relief for the citizens. We want some investment here. We're a little short there. You know, the governor could explain why he believes the library and museum the Teddy Roosevelt National Park would bring in a lot of revenue and attention to the state. So you see, that's a priority for him. You see, okay, recovery, prison reform, whatever. Everybody kind of identifies their priorities, and then you mix it up. Okay, and you understand where everybody's going. And you don't say, well, that's your priority, so I'm going to take you out at the knees. You say, okay, you know, you pick your lane and convince enough people and fine, go for it. You know, it can happen, but they don't. They tend to do it a little different, and I don't know why. But I bet you do, because we have smart listeners. They figure this stuff out like crazy. It's unbelievable how smart they are. They're really, really smart. 800-228-0550, 2580-550, our telephone number. So anyway, guests from the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting today. Stay tuned for that. And also Congressman Kelly Armstrong and also Chris Berg from Point of View, who you watch on TV. All coming up today on the show and your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. Let us have it. Howard in Bismarck, you're first up. Go ahead, sir.
The governor's salary issue in the library. If they're going to force the governor to take the salary, which he doesn't want, I think what he should do is take the salary and donate it to the library, since they're tying it all together anyway.
I think they're saying he can't donate it, even though, believe it or not, it's kind of crazy, I guess.
Are they saying he can't donate it?
I don't know how they could do that, but, I mean, you know, they're trying to force it to say, no, you must take it. But, yeah, and the donation thing's okay, too. But, you know, it's just, isn't it, Howard, something that, you know, as a taxpayer, you just scratch your head and say, boy, of all the things we've got to be concerned about here. I mean, mind you, this is a legislature that is handing out $250 million every biennium forever now, voted on in this session, to every township, county, and city in North Dakota, and whether they need it or not. Okay, that's part of the Prairie Dog Bill. Now, I'm told that that's good for infrastructure, and it'll mean property tax relief, and I'm going to take them at their word and watch every penny of property tax reduction we get from it. But then we're arguing about, you know, a $50 million investment that would turn into $150 the day it's approved, and they can't even
that's
do that.
Correct.
Now they're doing $35 million of it in a loan? I mean,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Plus, there's only 13 of these libraries across the country. and every one of them draw a tremendous amount of tourists. And so that brings money into North Dakota.
Yeah, and again, we're paying a sliver of the freight, right? We're not even...
That's right.
Yeah, we're paying... You know, $50 million is not a small amount of money. I'm not trying in any way to diminish that is a amount of money. I'm saying the investment in what it leverages would be a good thing. Now, yesterday I got accused of people lining my pockets, so I say this stuff. This is crazy. I wouldn't make one nickel from that. I love Medora. I love presidential museums. I think this would be good. I give my opinions. It isn't about a financial, thing at all. It's just, I think it's a good idea, and I think you've nailed it, Howard. It's people. It's more tourism, right?
I listen to the program every day. I hear those naysayers, and I just shake my head and wonder where they come up with this stuff. So, but thank you.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate the call, and I it's a good idea. I think that's take the salary, be done with it, and donate it to the library and others will as well. Texter says, I'm not sure what his salary is, but he could make a donation now to the library and then take a salary after the fact. How about that? Yeah. What does the governor get paid? I think it's right around $100,000. Yeah. I know the lieutenant governor. It's not much. This isn't about the money. This is about public service.
I'm taking it if they don't want it.
Well, I hear you. More coming up.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Late Night Energy Council annual meeting today and tomorrow, Bismarck Event Center, the blueprint for the future. A lot of folks just starting to gather here now, take things in. So we hope you stop by. And if you do, make sure you say hi and ask anything, including how were the donuts yesterday, the Bearscat Donuts up there in Hannaford. General Grain. We had a great time. You know what bear scat means in cowboy lingo, Todd? Do you know that?
You know, I had heard this story, and I don't remember it.
Donut. It's donut.
It's a donut. That's right. It's the name for the donut. The
but my, my understanding is when they called, you know, a bear scat a donut, it was because things that were on the ground and dropped from, you know, four-legged the creatures that they were wrestling, rounding up. So, yeah, and they even have one that is sort of in the shape of a, you know, kind of a, yeah.
So cowboys used to have the five-second rule, too, just like we do.
I guess so, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so there you go. We had a grand time and appreciate it very much. Today, Lake Nine Energy Council, and by the way, if you can't be part of this or not have a chance to listen, just do me this favor. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great resource. SecureEnergyFuture.org will tell you a lot of what you need to know because I believe... One of the reasons I'm such a champion of this industry is because affordable, reliable energy is so essential to our entire economy and our way of life, number one. But number two, it's because it's an industry under attack from extremist environmentalists like the Green New Deal crowd that want to bankrupt our economy to have a minuscule improvement in the environment when others would not be held to the same standard worldwide and burp whatever they want to burp into the air. So this is why I care. But all of us need to care, or it won't be here anymore. That's where Secure Energy Future comes in. And also, today we're brought to you by the My Pillow mattress topper. Now, this baby is unbelievable. It's 3 inches thick. It's a high-density support foam, and what it does is it cradles your entire body so you get like this zero-gravity effect. So it's not too soft, not too firm, and I can only explain it to you by saying try it. And you can try it for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back. Costs you nothing. Then you have a 10-year warranty on it. Promo code Scott at either MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. What do you have to lose? Try this. We absolutely love it in our house. Absolutely love it. To Colm we go, and Tim on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, good morning. Two things real quick. I'm going for the library now, and I don't like the way this latest idea of proposing to fund it. Just take the legacy earnings, the whole $50 million. Don't borrow money. Don't take from the general fund. Just take the $50. The other thing is, who are these state lawmakers that are forcing Burgum to take his money? I want to know the names. The names should be made public. We don't need library gate here in North Dakota.
I'm not sure what you mean
or
by library
gate.
Just like with the deal with Trump and the dossier and all that business.
Oh, yeah,
we don't need that kind of shenanigans. Who are these guys that are pulling this stunt?
Yeah, and the three on the conference committee working on the difference between the House and the Senate that, you know, one day walked out because they didn't like it, and then yesterday said, okay, fine, we'll go with the library deal the Senate came up with, but but the governor's going to have to take his salary, are Schmidt, Martinson, and Schatz, those three. Were the ones that were there. And as I said yesterday, I don't know Mr. Schmidt well. I know who he is, but you know, Mike Schatz I know well. Mike he's a fun guy. He's you know, one of those guys always in a great mood. And Bob Martinson, you know, I mean, he's I've been there a long time, but a good public servant, you know, donates to, you know, my kids used to send out these little things for the American Heart Association. He would donate every year. I mean, a good guy, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. There's something that gets in them that they have this venom, you know, and think they just need to dig their heels in. And part of it's that we don't like the Senate, and part of it's we don't like the governor. I'm like, come on. Enough of the girl games. Just stop.
Well, one other question then. Is Schatz the representative from New England who didn't want the women's prison closed?
Yes, Mike Schatz, yep.
All right, there's your answer.
Well, see, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's all this tit-for-tat stuff that is crazy. It's not a way to run a railroad, let alone the state of North Dakota.
Right. I got to go back to feeding cattle. Thanks for answering my questions.
Well, how about you get behind the mic and I'll feed the cattle? Because I'd like...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, come on out. I'll show you.
I couldn't screw that up, could I, Tim? I just get on a little four-wheeler and off I go?
Yeah. You'd learn quick.
Yeah, exactly right. I'd learn quick. All right.
Okay.
Someday. I could dream, can I? Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, you're sounding a little more agitated than usual. Did those wind towers goof you up a little bit yesterday or what? You got a brain tumor?
Well, he's all wired up. He's got He's built up all that electricity.
Somebody said this yesterday that I sound like I was wound up. I don't feel like I'm wound up. Why do you think I sound agitated?
Just to rest you. Then your expectations?
I didn't hear. You cut out there. The cell phone went away. Try again.
Oh, I said, was it different than your expectations when you viewed the situation out there?
Yeah, I thought they were louder. I've heard from enough people that just said that, you know, that they're loud and they make a lot of noise and they disturb the peace, if you will. And you know, I don't know that it was the perfect day because it wasn't dead calm. You know, it was pretty windy, but I didn't get any of that at all. If you go right up to the actual tower, you hear like a hum, you know, from the generator and from the stuff inside. But you'd literally have to be next to it. Otherwise, no. I thought in that regard it wasn't. Now again. You know, I think it's perfectly legitimate for some. Cordy, you've got to have a slippery slope there that you go down that gets to be a little bit dangerous. And I always come back to if I own the property and this is available to me, you know, I should have that ability and that decision. That's where I come back to.
That's how I look at it. It's the personal property rights. They're not it changed the skyline. I understand that. But so do elevators, so do houses, so does the Capitol building. Things evolve and things change. The skyline changes. But if you go over by Pingree, there's a laydown yard there that's going to be working for 8 more wind tower projects. There's 2 cranes there. They'll be unloading rail cars of blades, tubes, and head houses. Probably in 2 or 3 weeks. It's on the Red River Valley and Western Railroad along 281 at Pingree, North Dakota. It's the site for unloading future projects.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of investment. We're losing you a little bit, Jeff, on the cell phone, but I got the gist of what you said, and I appreciate it, and I agree with you. Jacob in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I recently bought a house in Petersburg, which is in between Devil's Lake and Grand Forks. And we just got a special assessment of $14,000 over 10 years for the asphalt pavement in the city. I'm curious if that prairie dog bill, is that going to cover past, present, and future asphalt projects for a small town such as Petersburg?
It is up to Petersburg. So the dollars come back.
We lose Scott there?
Hello?
We lost Scott. Well, we'll find Scott. We'll get some more quarters. We'll get Scott reconnected. 29 after more, What's in Your Mind is on the way. Stay close.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Iranian president saying today that Tehran would be willing to renegotiate that landmark nuclear deal with world powers as the Trump administration's wanted, but only if the United States lifts pressure and sanctions and apologizes for what Hassan Rouhani calls illegal actions. President Rouhani saying there must be mutual respect if the two nations are going to sit down and talk. Hillary Clinton saying that President Trump would be indicted if he was not President Trump. Speaking yesterday in New York, the former Democratic nominee spoke about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report and said,
"Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted."
She says Mueller put the obstruction issue in the hands of members of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
On What's On Your Mind, to tell you about my friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit who team up with Workforce Safety and Insurance to sponsor safety talk on the program so we can tell you how to save lives, prevent injuries in your circle. That important. Let's talk about driving, because that's one area where, my gosh, there's a lot of, you know, we're all doing it, there's a lot going on, but one area you really could eliminate a huge pain point and a huge threat to your safety. Do you have points built up on your license? Or maybe a few too many speeding tickets that led to an increased insurance premium? Then you ought to know about the defensive driving course that the North Dakota Safety Council offers. You get a point reduction and an insurance discount on the defensive driving course. I also love the Alive at 25 course. For kids as well. Very good. And same deal. You get insurance discounts there. Find out about where you can take the courses. Fargo, Grand Forks, Williston, Bismarck, Williston I'm looking at here as well. NDSC.org. NDSC.org. All right, we had a little glitch there before the end of the break, and we were chatting with Jacob in Grand Forks. And Jacob, I apologize, but I think what I would do, just to answer your question, of, hey, you got this big tap for special assessments, I'd go to the city of, where did you live again? Petersburg?
Petersburg, yeah. I just bought a house, and they're not done. It was a two-year asphalt pavement in the city of Petersburg. I think population between 1 and 300.
Yeah.
And each property owner, I believe, is approximately paying $14,000 in a 10-year period.
That's not, hey.
The norm.
Yeah, it's not, hey, so every city, county, and township decides how they're going to take those dollars. The legislature has been advocating for property tax relief from that. So, in other words, here you go. You don't have to pay for that improvement, but don't charge the citizens as much now. That's the whole idea behind the thing. So I'm serious. Tell them that that's what you want, because that's the good in the Prairie Dog Bill. When there's property tax relief, and I just go ask, how are we going to spend it? And by the way, everybody should, township, city, county, wherever you're at, ask questions. How are my property taxes going to go down as a result of the money you got from the legislature? That's the question we should ask.
Yep, because that's either a brand new Harley Davidson or, college tuition for my baby girl coming on the way. So.
No, I hear you. I have a baby girl that's in college right now, and all I can say is, ouch, so I hear you.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it is. We got one out in the workforce. We have one sophomore, and we got one more to go, sophomore in high school. So I'm feeling your pain, Jacob. Let me know how that turns out, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Call us back. Yep, Mike and Minot, and then we're going to get our guest in here from Australia. He's just landing from Australia. Just going to come off the plane, deplane, and join us on the program in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Mike and Minot, go ahead.
Good morning. I just, your program, I believe, is heard
across a lot of states. Is that not correct?
Five states, two Canadian provinces. Yes, sir.
It's an embarrassment to me to have these gentlemen doing what they're doing with the government's salary and be publicized across the country. If I was them, I would be very ashamed of myself. Now, saying that, I also would like to admonish you a little bit for calling it girls' games.
Okay.
That's a demeaning thing to women, and they're playing men's games, and they're too old for that.
Okay, all right, I'll take that criticism. Right. I'll take that criticism. Yeah, I should be a little more careful there. I'm not much in the PC department, Mike.
Nope,
I apologize for that.
But playing children's games.
But I would happily debate this question, though, with you know, women in the audience. Girl games are, I mean, that is tough stuff. Having had two daughters, whoo! I don't know. They're I remember high school and junior high, you know, just kind of went along what you did, you know, you shrug your shoulders every now and your buddy and, you know, mess around. Women, they're out for blood. I guess I'm digging a deeper hole, aren't I, Mike? I apologize there, but, anyway, I'm happy to debate that if I have that wrong, but you're right. They're too old for these kind of games, and that's, well said. I also think most people are going to agree with you on this, Mike. And what I would suggest is that you let your legislators know, because if there's pushback from some of these games, it'll end. Trust me. When people are, yep. When legislators know you're paying attention and it might affect them at election time, it'll end. It really will. Appreciate the call. All right. Our friend from Australia has landed just now. I'm only kidding. He's been here a little while. Brian Davey is here. He is the keynoter today at the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting, Blueprint for the Future, that's happening today. Going to talk about Australian carbon innovation and where Lignite's going in Australia. He has a background in coal in the power sector with more than 30 years of experience from managing advanced coal technology programs, both in government service, sorry about that, and as a consultant. His organization has many similarities to the Lignite Energy Council, and what they right now do, both associations, investing in advanced generation technology development. This is what I've been talking about, the future and the technology, the money that's being poured in, studying increasing the beneficial attributes of coal in areas besides electric generation. So that's pretty cool. Say hello to our favorite Aussie. I think it might be the only Aussie we've had on the program. Just so you know.
Yeah, I feel privileged.
Yes, glad to have you here. And talk a little bit about your event. Brian Davey. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity and had a wonderful welcome to North Dakota.
I have to get my Aussie joke out of the way.
Yeah.
Did you bring any shrimps to put on the Barbie?
No, but we bought some prawns.
Some prawns.
From prawns.
Prawns. And I've actually heard of the term prawn on fancy menus at restaurants once in a while. They'll say prawn instead of shrimp, right?
Yeah. Well, we go the other way. You know, they're run-of-the-mill prawns, fancy when they're shrimps.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
But we have decent prawns. We have prawns, 6-8 inches long.
Did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
We think it's pretty special. But even in the short time I've been in North Dakota, I've been pretty impressed. Been very well looked after at ERC and LEC, and had a couple of days to have a look around the place as well. The Missouri is a pretty special river.
Yeah, how about that? That's cool. How do you compare the landscape of Australia with the landscape of what you've seen in North Dakota?
You're a bit flatter than we are.
Are we?
Yeah, and you've got a few less trees as well.
And no kangaroos.
No kangaroos. But you've got deer, you've got pheasants. You know, they're pretty amazing to me, where you probably think they're just everyday stuff.
You know, I don't know. I don't know that you take those two for granted, because they're such a part of our outdoor hunting culture, you know, and beautiful at the same time.
Yep.
Not so sure there. But how about a buffalo? You seen a buffalo yet?
Haven't seen a buffalo yet.
I'll have to take care of that for sure. So tell me what, you have a snapshot of what's happening here.
Yep.
You're obviously innovating on carbon in Australia. Give me some thoughts on best practices here and what you see as worthy of maybe considering elsewhere.
One of the things I've been impressed with, and on Monday I was up at ERC, and they have got fantastic facilities and fantastic people in that area. So they're working on things like graphenes and alternate uses for CO2, advanced generation systems, gasification, pyrolysis processes. And all of those things are looking at coal, not as a fuel necessarily just for power, but as a mineral. And power is one of the things you can use with that mineral. But you can use it for lots of other things. And I suppose the best analogy I can give is oil. You know, everyone thinks about oil. You get gas out of the oil.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Smartphones, right? Yeah.
Smartphones, plastics, asphalt even. You know, it is a product that gives you multi-products out of that process. And that's the sort of thing that we want to get to with coal. Don't just think of it as a fuel to power stations. It's a whole lot of other things. You know, smart batteries, graphenes, graphite, all those things are possible.
Now, obviously, that would be a good strategy for saying, hey, we might not always be producing electricity with coal.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think that day comes?
Look,
I see it as affordable, reliable energy that we ought to just continue to innovate and make cleaner. But obviously, there's a big target on the back always of coal from the extreme environmentalists. So I'm curious if you think it comes.
Look, you know, if you're looking from an Australian perspective, we're way down the path of that outcome. Whether it's a sensible outcome, I don't think so. I think we're going to hit a wall at some stage. We've got our renewable colleagues who are very, you know, very, very good at the marketing process. You know, they've got the cheapest and the best energy until you dig below the surface. You know, it is not dispatchable. It is not reliable. It can't handle frequency control. That's all provided by our coal plants. But our coal plants are the new asbestos. You know, they're pariahs in the social meme. And that makes it really difficult.
Why do you think, like, the Green New Deal, it's the flavor of the month for some Democrats in Washington, D.C. right now, don't include some of the innovations that have been, you know, under some significant investment in the way of research, like, you know, carbon capture, like storage of carbon or enhanced oil recovery? Why would they eliminate those? Because it removes what they don't like, the carbon, right?
Allegedly. And that's the thing that we don't get either. It is almost as if it's an ideological war. That anything to do with coal is necessarily bad, doesn't matter what it is. But, you know, some of the things that we think we can do with CO2, enhanced oil recovery is one, greenhouse applications are another. You know, you get about a 30% growth factor if you introduce additional CO2 to greenhouses. That's an easy win. That's low-hanging fruit for carbon capture and storage.
We don't have a lot of greenhouses, but you could, right? You could add greenhouses and add a whole other industry, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's really intensive agriculture. So you can grow, your seasonal growing extends significantly. And, you know, I know you guys get a really cold winter, far colder than anything we have in Australia, but you can extend your growing season significantly and also enhance the growth rate so that you get much better yield from your crops by utilising CO2. You can make methanol out of the process by combining it with hydrogen. You can make plastics out of CO2 as well. So there's lots of things that you can do with that CO2 even before you do anything like enhanced oil recovery or sequestering it underground. And I think that's part of the messaging that we're trying to get across to the public as well.
Yeah, you said something earlier that I want to expand on a little bit, and that is the marketing, you called it, of the renewables, and you know, sort of what the picture is versus the, you know, the reality.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess there's one way to answer that, and that's just do it yourself. I mean, point out what you know, in other words, mirror that kind of level of marketing and make the case. And we'll talk a little bit about that after we come back from the break. So more coming up, by the way. Any questions for our guest, who will be the keynoter today for the Lignite Energy Council Bismarck Event Center, keynoter on where to for Lignite in Australia. He's the CEO of the Australian Carbon Innovation. That's at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Bismarck Event Center.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today. We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Looking for wireline? There's folks in the oil industry that say, what? First time I heard wireline, I'm like, I don't get it. Wireline, what's that? But it actually is mechanisms, explosives, technology that goes into sending a shot up into the rock that allows the oil to drip out. That's wireline. And so Go Wireline is a company founded in May of 2011 by a team with nearly 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. Five of the Go Wireline founders have like over 30 years of wireline experience. So they know wireline. If you need wireline, you call and they go. Simple as that. Out of Williston and Dickinson, also a great place to work. GoWireline.com/careers to check that out. Back on What's on Your Mind, questions or comments for our guest, 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us, too, at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054 for me or Todd. Is at 701-226-8503. Texter says, in recognition of the recent Earth Day, always remember the solution to pollution is dilution. You're the expert here, Brian. Brian Davey, by the way, is with us, the keynoter for today's Lignite Energy Council, a blueprint for the future at the Bismarck Event Center. Does that make any sense?
Well, if they're talking about reducing pollution, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And that's been happening for 50 years in power plants. You know, the next step is carbon capture and storage. I don't think you'll get anyone who disagrees that you know, you have to take steps to reduce your impact on the Earth. There's no question about that. The question is how you do it and what are the consequences of doing it in an improper way. And that's the argument that we have with the current set of renewable proponents in Australia. They want to shut down the coal industry tomorrow. They haven't got a plan for replacing that other than to say that renewables are cheaper.
We have a few of those too. So I feel your pain.
Yeah, yeah. And look, you know, you should have a sensible debate. You know, when you get it to the extent where it becomes ideological, it's really difficult to have that debate.
Why did they, I mean, I believe technology is solving this problem. And you can see many, many examples of invest the dollars and you come out cleaner, right?
Absolutely.
The needle's moving. Now, they want to move it faster. Famously, Barack Obama said before he was president that his plan as president would be to necessarily skyrocket electricity rates so you could bankrupt coal companies. Now, that doesn't sound like somebody that wants to invest talent in technology to make it cleaner. That sounds like we're going to just whack them out. I don't understand that mentality. Is it just a, are they so bought in to the fact that it's bad environmentally and it's doing real damage that they just don't want to hear any answers about how it could be better, or what is it?
Look, I think it's partly that. You know, we had a classic situation. We had a power station in our region that was looked like it might shut down. They announced that they were thinking about it. Our government did really extensive modelling, paid a lot of money to an independent company, came back and said, okay, if this power station shuts down, it's going to mean a 4% increase in the rates. They nearly got it right. They just left out a decimal point.
No.
It was 40%.
Was it really?
And it hasn't gone back. It's gone back to about 33% above the rate before it shut down. So,
and then to gain what is the question, right? What did the 40% increase gain?
Absolutely nothing. Sorry, that's not true. Some of the companies, some of the electricity companies made more money.
Wow.
Because their rates went up. Because we went from an overcapacity basis where competition was keeping the prices down to suddenly undercapacity, and they charge what they like.
What does this industry need to do a better job to match the zeal that the folks on the other side?
Oh, look, personally, we think as Australian Carbon Innovation that we should be more upfront about the benefits that the industry brings. But they're gun shy. You know, they stick their head up above the parapet and they get it shot off.
Yeah.
So the tendency is to pull in the troops, shut the gates, and say we're in siege mentality.
The parapet. I got another good word from Australia. I like that. Yeah, it's beautiful. We call it whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole, right? They come up out of the hole and whack-a-mole, right? Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoyed the conversation very much. Wise man, and have fun today. Glad you're in North Dakota. Brian Davey, CEO of Australian Carbon Innovation, keynoter. 1 o'clock today, Lignite Energy Council, Bismarck Event Center. Let's see here. Laurel is on the road. Laurel, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott.
Hi
How
there.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good, Scott. I was listening to your show as you started out this morning talking about the governor and the library, and I just wanted to comment on it. First of all, I heard it on the news last night on KFYR News, and I just thought, how petty. How petty can we get? That just smells like a rat. When I heard that they want to combine this library donation with his salary. And that was kind of upsetting to me. And I just wanted to tell your listening audience and for any of our legislators who were not at the governor's prayer breakfast, our governor gave a speech on forgiveness, and the man couldn't hardly get through it. Talking about the need for forgiveness. He was so emotional, and I really think it's time for our congressmen or our legislators in our state to lay down their grievances and act like mature adults and come together and work something out.
Good advice, Laurel. Appreciate that very much. Sorry we're up against the clock, so we got to move on, but well said. Very, very well said. Thank you. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info at MineralTracker.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.